The New Business Road Test by John W. Mullins. Introduction: The importance of testing your business idea. When considering starting a new business, enthusiasm and conviction are essential, but they are not enough. Most startups fail because entrepreneurs do not adequately test their ideas before launching. This is where the New Business Road Test by John W. Mullins comes in, a guide that helps you evaluate your business idea systematically before investing valuable resources. As an entrepreneur, you must ask yourself a critical question: why will my company succeed when most fail? This question is at the heart of Mullins' approach, which emphasizes the need to test drive your business idea thoroughly, just as you would test drive a car before purchasing it. Neurons are understanding the seven domains framework. The core of Mullins' methodology is the seven domains framework, a comprehensive approach to assessing new business opportunities. This framework is divided into two main categories: market and industry domains, and the entrepreneurial team. Geographic market domains. The market domains are further subdivided into macro and micro levels. At the macro level, you need to assess the overall market attractiveness. This involves looking at factors such as market size, growth rate, and market trends. A growing market signals greater potential for a new entrant. At the micro level, you delve into specific market segments to identify niche opportunities and unmet customer needs. This targeted approach helps you pinpoint exactly who your customers are and what specific needs or problems your business can address effectively. For example, in the book, Mullins uses the case study of Ella's Kitchen, a company that successfully identified a niche in the baby food market by offering organic and healthy options that appealed to a specific segment of parents. Übernachtschacht industry domains. The industry domains also involve macro and micro analyses. At the macro level, you evaluate the overall industry attractiveness, considering factors such as competition, barriers to entry, and the industry's life cycle. At the micro level, you analyze the competitive landscape, including the positioning of your potential competitors and the dynamics of the industry. For instance, the book discusses Whole Foods, which entered the grocery market by focusing on organic and natural foods. Whole Foods' success was partly due to its ability to navigate the competitive landscape effectively and capitalize on a growing trend in consumer preferences. Number, entrepreneurial team. The last three domains focus on the entrepreneurial team. Here you assess the team's corporate mission, personal aspirations, and ability to take risks. You also evaluate the team's ability to execute critical success factors and their connections within the value chain: suppliers, customers, and competitors. Mullins emphasizes that a strong team is crucial for the success of any business. He uses the example of eBay, which succeeded not only because of its innovative idea, but also due to the strong leadership and execution capabilities of its founding team. Giornani, conducting a customer-driven feasibility study. Before writing a business plan, Mullins advocates for conducting a customer-driven feasibility study. This study involves collecting primary and secondary data to validate your business idea. You need to gather data on the market, industry, and your team to ensure that your idea is viable. This approach contrasts with traditional methods where entrepreneurs often jump straight into writing a business plan based on optimism and best-case scenarios. Mullins' method prevents resources from being wasted on ideas that are inherently doomed to fail. For example, in the book, Mullins discusses how entrepreneurs can use data to investigate whether their planned product has a lucrative market. This involves understanding whether the target market views the problem as a priority and whether the market is large enough to support the business. Comparing with other methodologies, Mullins' approach differs significantly from other popular methodologies such as the Lean Startup approach. While Lean Startup advocates for jumping into the iterative build-learn-measure loop, Mullins' road test methodology emphasizes pre-execution planning and significant customer interaction before investing in a formal business plan. The Lean Startup method can lead to iterating a business into a competitive brick wall or off a financial cliff if the destination industry is fiercely competitive or the target market is not viable. In contrast, the New Business Road Test allows you to get a real feel for the lay of the land using data before deciding to invest in the creation of a minimum viable product, MVP. Territoire, crafting a bankable business plan. Once you have completed the road test and feasibility study, you can proceed to write a bankable business plan. This plan should set out the route to building a successful business that is attractive to venture capitalists. A good business plan must address the key questions: are the market and industry attractive? Does the opportunity offer compelling customer benefits as well as distinct advantages over other solutions? Can the team deliver the results they seek and promise to others? Mullins provides practical guidance on how to structure this plan, ensuring it includes high-level data and insights from the road test and feasibility study. This approach helps you create a plan that is grounded in reality and aligned with market and industry demands. Conclusion: ensuring your startup idea succeeds. Starting a new business is a challenging endeavor, but with the right approach, you can significantly enhance your chances of success. The New Business Road Test by John W. Mullins offers a systematic and analytical framework to evaluate your business idea before launching. By following the 7 domains framework, conducting a customer-driven feasibility study, and crafting a well-informed business plan, you can avoid common pitfalls and ensure that your business idea has a fighting chance of working. Remember, the key is to test drive your idea thoroughly, just as you would test drive a car, to ensure it is worth the investment of your time, energy, and resources. In the fast-paced entrepreneurial landscape, strategic scrutiny today can prevent costly mistakes tomorrow. With Mullins' guidance, you can navigate the treacherous waters of startup terrain and emerge victorious. So before you launch your lean startup, take your idea for a road test and make sure it has the potential to succeed.